Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show, and the Lions were the Monday night game, so Brady Beeding joins us on a Tuesday to talk Lions football, and I'm sure that he'll be extra feisty for this one. Lions lose 23-22, Brady on a last-second field goal from Crosby from 23 yards, I believe it was. There's a lot to talk about in this game because, number one, the Lions... 12 men on the field that turned a field goal attempt into the Packers' first touchdown when Detroit was in control at 13-0 bothers me. The Packers dropped a lot of passes, and the Lions created 3 turnovers. I like that, and I think that's why Detroit was in the position they were leading all game long. Matt Prater, 5 for 5 on field goals. Well, that's nice, but how about some touchdowns? And then we don't have to talk about the last phase of the game, which was 2 very suspect calls by the officiating. A hands to the face call that just simply wasn't.
Two.
I thought the second one, you know.
No, it wasn't. He was not in his face. Let's just get the officiating out of the way.
The missed pass interference call, too, bothered me a lot.
Yes. That was wrong.
And it was all in the fourth quarter.
And then there's 2 hands to the face calls. Both were completely egregious. That is textbook defensive line play by Trey Flowers. And he gets called not once but twice. And both times, the first time, instead of ending the drive for the Packers, it turns into 3 points for the Packers. The next time, instead of turning a field goal with about a minute left, and you know what? No timeouts. Do the Lions go down and score? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm going to trust Matt Stafford to get the ball to the 40 and give Matt Prater a kick. I don't know if it's just because it's our team and we follow this team, but why does it seem like there's always a new way to find to create this controversy? Like yes, you've left a lot of points on the board. You had 5 field goals. You put a touchdown in there. That doesn't happen. But the fact of the matter is, it did happen. And in the most critical points of the game, the Lions did make that play. Instead of not scoring on defense, they shut down Aaron Rodgers in a big point. Get the ball back. No flag on a ghost hands to the face. Whatever. You still have the lead. You get the stop on 3rd and 4. They go to throw the ball. They go with a ballsy call. It's incomplete. You're gonna give Matt Stafford 90 seconds to get the ball in the field goal range, and another ghost hands to the face call. I like those odds of Matt Stafford at least giving them a chance. So when they did make the big play, it got taken away from them. And that's the frustrating part, because it's not the only time that it's happened. And this has been a frustrating thing that's built up, and it just feels like it just keeps happening. And yes, it's not the only reason they lost. There's many other reasons, but it's just hard to not look at that and get very frustrated.
Well, I mean, reputation. The Lions have a reputation as being, I'll say it, as being losers. And I think that's in the subconscious, whether it's right or wrong. I think it's in the subconscious of a lot of people, and that might include officials in the game. They're looking at Aaron Rodgers and going, well, he's supposed to win, and this is the Lions. This is what they do. They choke at the end. So that must have been a penalty, because the Lions wouldn't make a good play.
But it's just very
winners,
frustrating.
Let me put it this way. Winners get the benefit of the doubt almost all the time.
They do. You're 100% right. You know, if Mike Pelfrey and Justin Verlander have the same pitch on the border, Verlander's getting the strike, Pelfrey's not. If Mike Trout takes a ball on the black compared to whoever, to some no-name, Mike Trout's going to get the call, the no-name's not. You're right. That's a fact. But I mean, they said it all over the broadcast, too. Those are 2 huge missed calls and 2 huge points of the game. But, again, you score a touchdown on that first drive, it might not matter. You score, you do something else, it might not matter. Then again, you're up, instead of being up one, you're up five. They're just going to go for the end zone, so we might still be having this conversation.
Yeah. Well, and if they get the pass interference call, probably leads to, at minimum, a field goal try. So, you know, the Packers might have to go for the touchdown at the end of the game instead of just the field goal. But still, the inability to score touchdowns, and again, it popped up for us again tonight, the inability to establish a run game and run the football at all.
No, the run game was bad tonight. But I thought Matt Stafford looked really, really good. Kerryon Johnson struggled. They struggled to find an opening. I did like the fact they came out of the gate with a flea flicker and being aggressive. That was nice. It's very frustrating because you're sitting here and you feel like the Lions should be in first place in the NFC North at 3-1-1. But instead they're in last place, and they have to win, was it 8 of 11 to get to 10 wins now?
I'm sitting here, Brady, going the Lions should be 5-0, at the very worst 4-1, and they're 2-2-1. And I'm sorry, but again, it just makes me think same old Lions.
It's just a gag-inducing cocktail of not being able to finish the right way, a dumb penalty, and then missed calls by the officials. Those three things, I feel like, pick any big Lions game over the last post 0-16, basically in the Matt Stafford era. And those three things, I guarantee you can attest to any one of those losses.
What does this loss do to them? Where does it put them in terms of what they are going to have to do now the rest of the season?
Well, you have to beat Minnesota, and now you can't talk division. Nope, that's out the window because, I mean, Green Bay's 5-1 and you're 2-2-1. No, you're 2.5 games back. You're not going to catch them. So now you have to focus on the wild card. You have to recover on a short week to play Minnesota, who's played really well this last week. And if you fall to 2-3-1, you're not talking playoffs anymore at that point.
I'm just kind of looking at the schedule, though, and Brady, it is, I don't know, you've got the Vikings at home. That's at least 50-50. You should beat the Giants at home.
Yep.
Then you go to the Raiders. I don't see why you couldn't win that football game. I don't see why you can't beat the Bears. Cowboys at home. The Cowboys haven't been plowing anybody this year. And then you get the Redskins. I mean, there are some winnable games in there.
There are.
Where I feel like you should come out of the next six games with a minimum of four wins. That's how I feel. But what are they really going to do?
No, that's the question. And, you know, maybe it's just the emotional hangover from that game. But doesn't it feel like we should be talking on here? I should be stirring the Kool-Aid, talking about a home playoff game. And instead we're talking about just another one in a series of just gut-wrenching, make you want to vomit losses.
Yeah, it does. It does feel that way at this point. You mentioned the flea flicker to start the game, which I thought was a really creative call, and I thought, okay, the Lions have come to play tonight until they settled for a field goal, and then I said, okay, right, same old Lions. Do you think the players say that still?
That's what I was going to kind of ask you. Do you, like, I go back and forth with this. I did in the offseason, too. Is this Lions team close and just a play away or one mistake away? Because you have to remember, for the most part, they're a very young team. And they're a franchise learning to win. Do you think it's, hey, we are, look at this, we're this close, we're one 12 men on the field away. We're one missed block away from winning that game. We're one play away from beating the Chiefs and being 4-0-1. Or is it the Lions are being the Lions again, selling false hope, and just doing things they always do, like being good enough to be relevant, to be relevant, but not good enough to actually make noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me because sometimes I wonder, and again, the guy and it's unfair, especially tonight, because I don't think it was Matthew Stafford's fault that they didn't win. But like he's the leader of this football team, and these games keep slipping away, and I wonder who exactly, you know, where is the leadership on the sidelines and in the locker room to when the moment starts to slip, they need somebody to stand up and get them back together again.
But the thing is, tonight I thought they did respond to that. Aaron Rodgers gets them in field goal range, and they blow up with time left. They do that. Aaron Rodgers is driving. They get the stop. But then those flags happen, and then they're just backbreaking. So I do see progress where you see things are starting to slip. It felt like they responded every time tonight, whether it was bowing up in the red zone, whether it was responding, even if it's a field goal, but they responded. It felt like they were responding when things were slipping up against the Packers. Did it not?
I don't know. To me,
they never gave up the lead until the last play.
I know, and that's the thing about it. But it felt like a Lions game to me. That's the best way I can describe it. They get up 13-0, but you feel like they should be up 28-0. And
no, they should have been up 21-3.
And then they get 12 men on the field, and that turns into a touchdown, and all of a sudden it's 13-13. But then, you know, they get the 19-13 lead. But again, you feel like at least one of those should have been a touchdown instead of having to settle for a couple of field goals again. So they leave the door open. But they get the takeaway, the Coleman interception, because the Packers – and I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't feel like the Green Bay Packers are going to be a big threat in the playoffs either, the way they drop passes. And they had three – the Lions had three takeaways tonight. That's not winning football by Green Bay by any stretch of the imagination either. And then, you know, the fourth quarter was the fourth quarter. I agree with you on two out of the three calls being absolutely horrendous and having an effect on how the game was played at the end and in the outcome. But there was so much on both sides of the ball where I feel like Green Bay gave the Lions a chance to win and the Lions didn't take it.
And then again, it just comes back to the question I asked you a few minutes ago. Is it a team that's close, and is it a team trying to break through that ceiling and learn to win and figure it out and put that final piece in and become dominant? Or is it just another chapter in the long, depressing book that is the Detroit Lions franchise?
And if I'm being honest right now, and maybe it's, again, I'm jaded and won't drink the Kool-Aid, I still feel like it's the same old Lions right now. And I have for a while.
You can make a case for both. And, you know, depending on who you listen to, I could sell you that game was stolen from them and that they played well, but they didn't play great, but they played well enough to win. Or I could tell you that game should have been a blowout, and it shouldn't have even been a game in the third quarter. It's all about how you want to look at it. And now you have to see, you mentioned the leadership in the locker room. How are you going to respond coming home against the Vikings team that just had a huge win, and Kirk Cousins just had a huge game? How are you going to respond after getting your heart ripped out on Monday Night Football on a short week?
That's
going to tell a lot about this regime, and it's going to tell a lot about the players in that locker room.
We will find out, and we will talk about that next Monday. Got to let you go, but hey, thanks.
No problem.
All right, we'll take a break and be back with more on the Dennis Stuckey Show.